Hola, happy Halloween.
That is the absolute cruelest thing I've ever seen. Someone's getting a raise.
Betty, come here.
Dad!
In the kitchen. I've been waiting for breakfast forever.
Yeah, well, I need to talk to you first. It's kind of important. Dad! Dad!
I told you, I've been waiting forever.
Good one. Dad, I just talked to the HMO lady and there's no mistake. When they pulled up your social security number, it says that you're 117 years old. And, oh yeah, dead.
Yeah? Well, I still look better than this guy.
Justin, you're gonna be late.
Pappy, I only work a half a day and then I will be able to come home and help you decorate the outside.
Don't forget the candy and make sure you get the good stuff this year. I don't want to be known as the Raisin House again. You're just asking to get eggs.
Happy Halloween! Guess who I am?
Why, you're a proud member of America's Navy, sir.
No, I'm Gene Kelly from On the Town.
Yeah, but let's just tell everybody at school you're a sailor, okay?
Fine, but I'm a sailor that can sing and tap. New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. New York, New York, you're a hell of a town. And dance break.
Better hope you can sing and tap and throw a punch.
So you and Walter got plans tonight?
Yeah, we're going to pass out candy and then we're going to go to a midnight showing of Saw.
Oh, that's sweet. See, you did the right thing taking him back. You would not want to watch that movie alone.
We're just dating. So listen, just now when I told the HMO lady that there had to be a mistake.
What mistake?
There's this whole mix-up with Dad's social security number. They say it belongs to a dead guy. That's why they're not, you know, they're not covering him anymore.
What?
Dad!
Ah! 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 Help me!
Are you finished?
Come on, that was good stuff. I tried it on the paper boy this morning. He peed himself.
Gotta go.
Me too. Look, Dad, I'm serious. You need to go down there and show them you're alive. They think I'm crazy.
Mark, I need you to go down to the closet and tell that drunken Irish woman to bring up my gown for the Halloween ball.
She's Scottish, actually.
Don't care.
Of course not. You may want to return some of these. Calvin needs to reschedule lunch. Carl wants to know if you're going to be in San Moritz for the holiday. And, Nico's called twice.
Don't spoil my morning, Adam. I'm in too good a mood.
So your date last night went well.
Oh, yes. Jason dipped his toe into Lake Wilhelmina, and let's just say the water was very warm.
I'm not really sure I want to know what that means.
It's refreshing to be with someone who knows how to keep up. I invited him to the Halloween ball tonight.
A second date? Oh, my.
Well, how could I resist? We just look so good together.
Apparently you're not the only one who thinks so.
Well, unless that was her secret love child, somebody should have called cops last night. Because Mode Magazine's Wilhelmina Slater is most definitely robbing the cradle. But someone really should tell that woman that wearing a young man on your arm doesn't always help with her heart's that jingle. Can't we just give her a lifetime achievement award and put her out of our misery?
Oh. Would you like to return some of those calls?
I'd like you to call Jace and tell him tonight is off.
But you like him.
Too bad. He's making me look like Miss Jane Pittman. Flip through my Rolodex, find someone else to escort me tonight. Take that ridiculous costume off. I can barely stand looking at the real one.
Gotcha.
Walter, you're giving me a heart attack.
Happy Halloween. For you. Bigger than last year.
Well, you got me the cherry Powerball.
See, I know what you like. And there's a little surprise at the bottom, but you have to eat your way to it. No cheating.
Okay, thank you. Look, I'm gonna see you tonight. I'm late for work. I gotta go.
Okay, miss you.
Okay. Walter?
You didn't say you'll miss me.
I'll miss you. I will.
Let me guess. When you got on the elevator downstairs, you were a caterpillar.
Where are your costumes? What about the email you sent me about the mode costume
contest, which was obviously sent only to me. Right. Well then, I guess this means I win.
I have a job for you.
Great! Fire away!
I need you to find my watch.
Found it!
My other watch. It's a Simon Kubo. It was a gift. Pretty sure I left it at some woman's apartment last week. Just need it for the ball tonight.
Are you gonna see the woman who gave it to you?
No. I'm seeing Simon Kubo. He's co-hosting. He gets very bitchy when you're not wearing his line.
Okay, well, you just tell me who this woman is and I'll ask her.
Right, except I don't exactly remember who it was.
You don't remember who you slept with?
Yes, I remember who I slept with, and don't give me the look.
What look?
That look, the all-judging butterfly. And not only do I remember who I slept with, I even have some of their numbers. Although you have to match up the names with the nights of the week, I'm kind of fuzzy on that part.
Is this the look?
I had a crazy week. Okay, do you remember what you had for lunch on Tuesday?
Spinach pie. The cafeteria was celebrating Greek Day. It was good.
Why is this such a problem for you? I'm an adult. Okay, these women are adults, believe me. I checked. No one's getting hurt. I can sleep with a different woman every night of the week because why not?
You know, the Romans had a 9-day week. You would have been a really tired centurion.
Just find the watch. If you have to run out, have Amanda cover the phones. I'm going to be out of the office.
Oh, you have an appointment.
Cancel it. I'm going to be back in the afternoon.
I thought you were handling this.
I am handling this.
Well, who gave my son the music box? Who's filling his head with stories about me and Faye?
You tell me. Who knew about you two?
Not Daniel. That's the whole point. I spent a lifetime trying to protect him from knowing, and now this someone is ruining it. This is my family. Do you understand?
Understood.
Look, if you've got it, please call me back as soon as you can, thanks.
Is this why you called me over here? To watch your phone skills? Because they are really great.
No, I need you to help me cover the phone. Daniel left his watch in some woman's apartment and...
Please, like I care. We're hardly exclusive. It's not like I spend my evening thumbing through Modern Brides.
How many women are you calling?
Well, he doesn't seem to remember exactly when it happened, so I'm calling one woman for each night of the week.
Priceless.
And I need you to help me find addresses for Miss Tuesday and Wednesday.
Nymphalis Milberti? Nymphalis Milberti. Remember Tortoise Shell?
I don't know. The pattern just said butterfly.
Just something I know. One of several things, actually. Circumference of the Earth? Know it.
And this concludes another episode of True But Dull.
Well, I should probably get back down to accounting. We paid a guy $50 to see how much honey he can drink before he makes himself sick.
You should come down later, if you can.
Okay. Yeah, maybe, if I have the time. 24,901 miles. The circumference of the Earth, it's just something I know.
Oh my God. Were you just flirting with Henry from accounting?
I should get like workman's comp or something.
I was not flirting. Why was he?
What is this?
Oh! Walter puts a surprise in there for me every year. Last year it was an engraved cell phone holster.
What's the key for?
He goes with the note. He wants me to move in with him.
Yeah, well, we can see why you're nervous.
I mean, you two have only just started dating again. And let's face it, he is the boy that dumped you for the neighborhood hoochie.
Yeah. But he's also done everything short of skywriting forgive me to win me back. In 4 years, he's never once forgotten my birthday. And if I just sniffle, he's at my door with chicken soup. He's also the only guy I've ever... It's just, I don't want to say no now and risk losing him forever.
Sorry, but that's a poor reason to say yes.
He's the only boy you've ever known.
It might turn out to be the first pancake.
The what?
The practice one, the one you toss away.
I don't toss away pancakes.
Well, I'm only saying, you know, you've only just got out of your cocoon. Why don't you just spread your wings a wee bit? You know, see what's out there before you settle back in. See who's out there.
Anyway, I have to go find Daniel's watch, so I'm going to move now. If I throw up, I'm sorry.
Remember, Betty, butterflies don't mate for life. You don't be afraid to get yourself out there, you know. Taste a few more flowers. Flit. Flit is what butterflies do.
Oh, I thought you were cursing at me in Scottish. Hi there.
I don't keep candy in the house, then. You're way too old to be doing this.
Oh, no. I'm not trick-or-treating. I work for Daniel Meat. I left you a couple of messages. I don't know if you got them, about him leaving something here.
Yeah, I got the messages. Actually, I called him a few times myself last week. Any idea why he didn't call me back?
No, but I'd be happy to investigate.
So, what, you do his dirty work for him? What does he think I am? Some kind of scratching post? Some kind of call girl? He sent his secretary to blow me off?
I'm really more of an assistant.
You wonder if Daniel left something here? Well, yeah, he left something here. The last chance for happiness he'll ever have. And these.
Yeah, I'm just here to see one of your...
Are you checking in?
No, God, no. I'm just a guest, a visitor. I'm a relative of... Could you excuse me? Hey, did you find the watch?
I'm narrowing it down. Hey, listen, what do you think about sending something like flowers before I knock on these women's doors? Wait, I'm getting beeped. It could be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Hello?
Hey. You finished your candy yet?
Walter, I can't talk right now.
Okay, just tell me what layer you're on. How close are you to the bottom of your pocket?
I'm not. Look, it's not a good time. Can I call you back? Daniel.
So why flowers? Is someone upset?
Well, Miss Friday's face did get all red and sweaty, but not like a person sweats, more like a cheese sweat.
Okay, fine, flowers. Just tell Amanda to send a dozen roses to each, and I'll check back in later. All right, bye. Claire Mead, please.
And who shall I say is visiting?
Her son.
Possible escort?
Old. Way too old. Mark, I think this one's face is on our money.
You said you wanted one that made you look young. Grr.
How about finding me someone who doesn't leak?
She's a little fragile today, so be nice.
I'm always nice.
You're never nice.
You know, you're right. I was thinking about somebody else.
And this is where we come to lose ourselves in the classics.
It's a nice collection.
It is. Nothing like making people in detox read stories cooked up by a bunch of drunks. Did your father tell you they confiscated my perfume?
I guess they are worried you might...
What? Drink it. Oh, come on, Daniel. Bad enough I can't board first class with my liquid eyeliner. Now I have to walk around smelling like... people. So why are you here?
Just to talk.
Well, I've been right here. Anytime you wanted to come.
I've just been very busy the last couple of weeks.
Almost four. They like to tell you just how many days you've been in so it passes more slowly. Today is sponsored by the number 26.
I want to talk about Faye Summers.
And I'm going to need a lunch someplace where they're not serving pudding cups.
All right, I'll explain it one more time. He misplaced his watch, and he thinks he may have left it at your apartment on Thursday night.
No, and why didn't he just come here himself?
Because, you see, Daniel is... Well, he's out of office most of the day.
She said, you know, we have something special. I mean, I let him stay over. I let him use my toothbrush. I even gave him the good pillow. Why would he say all those things to me and not call me? It just doesn't make it... Oh, my God. You're trying to sabotage us. Are you sleeping with him?
Okay, look, I'm just going to write you down as a no.
Because I will not give him up without a fight.
Ew. I give up. How old is old to you?
Ew. Older than my dad.
Hey, what's he doing tonight?
Drinking, embezzling, apologizing.
She has a very full life.
Come on, magazine, how may I direct your call?
Aw, someone's turning back into a caterpillar.
Do you have those two addresses I asked you to get?
Still working on it.
Can I borrow your stapler, please? Oh, no, I'm good, thanks.
If you were good, you could leave here and join Cirque du Soleil. That should do it. Now, I want you to try to avoid crowded subway cars. Oh, and blue jays. Natural predators.
Right. Okay, thanks.
So, anyway, you think maybe you'd like to go get some lunch later?
What? No.
Oh. Yeah, okay. It's cool.
No, yes! I meant yes!
Yes?
If that's still okay.
Yeah, well, I think I may still have an opening.
Okay.
12:30?
Yeah. 12:30.
So what about Monday night? Isn't Daniel sending her flowers?
What? Oh, no. He couldn't remember who Monday was.
They just threw up the zipper.
No, the zipper's not the problem. The lack of a pulley and several burly men is the problem.
What is she saying to me?
Nothing. It's the beer talking. Maybe you ordered the wrong size.
I ordered a 2. She has always been a 2, but clearly someone has been enjoying far too many complimentary cheese straws.
I understood that. What are you saying, Carlotta?
Christina?
All I'm saying is that there might be a slight possibility that she might have just maybe gained.
Gained what?
What? Nothing. Just maybe like a little wee bit of weight.
So how are you? Are you seeing anyone?
Not any one person. No. Few.
Our compliments, Mrs. Mead. Good to see you. It's been far too long.
Yes, it has. Hey, that's mine. Give that to me.
Don't even start.
I'm going to have the veal marsala, you know. You do realize that it's made with wine.
And the alcohol burns off.
Then give me back the glass and set fire to me when I'm done.
So, are we going to talk about that Christmas?
What Christmas?
That Christmas. I was 12. Dad gave you a music box he brought back from Zurich. One minute you're smiling, the next you're using a creme brulee torch to set fire to 1,000 copies of Mode. No? It was the Christmas you found out about Dad's affair with Faye.
Ah, yes. That doesn't jingle a bell.
Betty, do you know what you want?
I can give you another minute.
Okay.
Have you been here before? Because the caterpillar roll is awesome. No offense.
Number 4 looks like an autopsy photo. I'm sorry. It's totally inappropriate.
Is this the first time you've had sushi?
No, God, no. Yes.
Then let's go somewhere else.
No. Please. It's good for me to try new things, you know? Spread my wings. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. All evidence to the contrary. This is not my first time in public.
It is mine. For parolees, these ankle braces are the best thing ever.
So stupid. You know, I come into Manhattan every single day for work, and it's times like these where I feel like the E-train dropped me off on Mars or something. Where I come from, people like their fish cooked, and they dress up for Halloween.
Secret identity.
Something is burning. What is that?
Blood, my dinner.
Okay, you're pushing it.
Kids come here for candy, not trauma.
You can't have a haunted house without spitting some blood. You know, when Betty was a little girl, she...
Okay, Papi, Betty's not a little girl anymore. Neither am I.
What are you talking about?
Why does the HMO say you're dead? Why do they say that's not your social security number?
Did you come home to help me or to ask me questions? Because if you came to help me, hang this on the porch.
Hi there. I'm calling from the Sutton Place Medical Group. One of our patients, Daniel Mead, just left here and thought we should give you a call. The good thing about scabies is if you treat the itching right away, there's little chance of them becoming open sores. You might want to call your doctor. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi. I'm looking for Betty Suarez.
She's out to lunch. What?
Do you know when she'll be back?
She's at the sushi bar across the street with What's-His-Face. Go ask her yourself. Hi there. I'm calling from the medical group at Sutton Place. One of our patients, Daniel Mead, thought we should give you a call.
You can't imagine what it was like seeing that woman holding my Christmas present in that magazine. Do you know that she actually called the house several times and played the music from that box on the phone?
You made him end it then, I assume?
Of course, and I thought he had Daniel. I really did.
So when did he?
Well, let's see. It's been... I came here almost a month ago. So what I want to say is 6 weeks.
What? Dad was having an affair with Faye for 20 years, and you didn't know?
Well, Daniel, I don't know if you've noticed, but I drink quite a lot.
I just thought you took after Grandpa Jack.
Well, that certainly didn't help any. And there are certain things one can inherit from a father, some of which should concern you.
Such as?
The philandering. You and all your women. I see him in you, Daniel. It destroyed our family.
What made him finally end it?
Does that really matter now?
It might.
Then give me a drink.
Mom.
That's it. That's all. Then I tell you what you want to know. I made him choose. She wasn't going anywhere on her own. So she and I went over to his office and we stood there in front of that big overcompensating desk of his. And we told him to make a choice.
Who'd he choose?
Well, one of us is here and one of us is dead. So you figure it out.
So I've noticed that you've been on our floor quite a bit today.
Have I? I don't think it has anything to do with you. No, I just like to make the rounds. You know, let the employees know that accounting has its eye on them.
Right.
Here, this is your piece. Now close your eyes. Don't peek. This is how Tom Hanks survived in Castaway.
I don't think so.
Papa! What are you doing here?
Who is this guy?
This is Henry. He works on the third floor.
Why haven't you returned my calls?
I got busy.
Busy? Busy?
Maybe I should get the check.
Busy with what? A date? I ask you to move in with me and you turn around and you cheat on me?
Walter, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
I'll pay the cashier.
No. You stay. I'll go. I embarrass her.
Tighten the wrap, will you? I think I just felt another pound drip off.
Oh my God, it's sweltering.
Close the door and crank up the thermostat all the way.
You know, paper burns at 451 degrees.
Good, you can become a science teacher after I fire you. Now crank it!
I know you don't want to hear this, but... Pico called again.
Of course I don't want to hear it.
I have 6 hours to become 10 years younger and 5 pounds thinner. Nico is exactly what I do not need today. What is that?
salad.
Take it away.
You have to eat.
Whose side are you on anyway? Get out!
Oh, maybe it's not as bad as you're making it sound.
Oh, no, it's worse than I'm making it sound. I'm downplaying it so I don't completely freak out that I not only humiliated myself in front of Henry, but I probably lost Walter forever.
I am so sorry, Bessie. I feel like it was me. I pushed you into
it. It's not you. It's not you. I did it. When I'm done with work, I'm going to find Walter and I am going to beg him to forgive me.
What, and say you're going to move in with him?
Maybe, yeah. Some people like Daniel, they can date tons of people at once. I tried two. Now, if there's one thing I learned today, it is that I am not a flitter. And that my boss wears boxers.
Silk boxers. So I've heard.
There you are. Where have you been?
I ran out for a size 4. And if this Valentino doesn't fit her, do you know what? I'm going to make her wear a bloody dress.
She can't know.
She won't know. Because I plan on surgically removing the evidence myself. Grab your fingers. Oh, and Betty, just need to come up with the, you know, and keep me posted. Yes?
What are you staring at? I had the veal. The alcohol burns off.
Please.
Listen to me. You have to go, I know, but listen. I want you to be careful.
I know, of dating too many women. I got it.
Of your father. I pushed him, and he stuck me here. I don't know what he'd do to you.
Mom, do you think Dad is capable of murder?
I think your father is capable of anything.
If Daniel ever calls, will you tell him that I've gone out again to try and get his watch? Who are those for?
Tuesday's girl had already left for her hostessing job or whatever when I called, so
I just sent her flowers to me. Hey, have you taken any messages from Walter since lunch? Mm-mm. Henry? Mm-mm.
Stop me from going to see Henry.
I thought you were resolved on that.
I was. Tell that to my finger. My finger wants me to push the button to Henry's floor. It wants me to go tell him that I had a wonderful time today.
Ooh, cheeky finger.
What's wrong with me? I'm turning into Daniel, that's what. Soon I'm going to be able to juggle people's hearts like fruit and still sleep well at night.
Number one, you're nothing like Daniel. And number two, he doesn't really do much sleeping, which is why he loses expensive jewelry and can't remember who he shagged last Monday night.
Oh my God.
What?
Roses. I have to go.
What?
You sent yourself flowers. You're Monday's girl. Where are you going? Come back.
What the hell are you doing? Was this all just one big joke to you? Watching me run around the city in a butterfly suit, getting underwear thrown at my head, all for laughs?
Do I look like I'm laughing?
Then why didn't you say something if you had this watch the entire time?
Why? Maybe because I was hoping that Monday night was the one night of the week your boss would remember. Stupid me, huh?
Does Daniel know that you feel this way about him?
Please. He's Daniel Mead. Take a number and wait in line.
I'm sure he feels the same way about you, too. I mean, don't you two have some kind of agreement?
Yeah, he dates anything that moves. And I agree to smile and take their messages. And now I'm sending them flowers, too.
Amanda, if you knew who he was, why did you get so involved?
Because I thought he would get sick of serial dating. I sure as hell am.
And what if he doesn't?
He will. I'll just wait.
Here. Give this back to him. You can tell him how you feel.
No.
Hey. Guess what?
What? This never happened.
truth.
Is this a size 4?
It's the designers. They have a cruel streak when it comes to voluptuous women.
Where's the tag?
I ate it.
Carlotta?
Oh, yes, it's a 4.
Oh, leave it. I can't deny it anymore. It's happened. I've become a woman of a certain age.
If you give me 20 minutes, I could do something with sleep.
I said... Leave it. How can I go to that ridiculous party? I can't compete anymore with a bevy of 22-year-old gym bodies. You starve yourself, you pull yourself, you inject yourself, you think you're safe. But they keep coming to the door younger and younger, like a hail of bullets until down you go. Why is it such a crime to age in this business?
It's true. The standards for women are so punitive.
And whose fault is that? I set the standards. Lifetime Achievement Award. Ah, there's my achievement. Bit me in the ass. And the hips. Serves me right, huh? That's what you're thinking. Just say it.
Well, no. Well, what I was thinking was that, yes, you do set the standards. You're Wilhelmina Slater, for Pete's sake. Women look to you for inspiration. And when you go to that ball tonight with that young man of yours, I guarantee no woman in America tomorrow morning will leave her house without a man 10 years younger than her. 5 years. A year less. I don't know.
You... I'm gonna eat that sandwich.
Hmm? Oh, you... So shall I, Should I work my magic then?
What's all that?
Just some of the treasures from my day. Things you left scattered all over New York City.
Where's the watch? Good for you. So which one had it?
Does it matter?
No, not really, I guess.
I didn't think so.
I sent roses to those women.
Amanda sent them, yeah. And you know you're right. You can do whatever you want. Go from one person to the next, flip, flip, flip. But if you think that no one's getting hurt, you're wrong. Is there anything else you need from me?
No. No, that'll be all. Betty, you know I've had a rough week. I got a lot on my mind.
I know. I just hope that you deal with that more directly than you handled this.
Oh. Hail to the queen. She lives, she breathes.
What do you think of the décolletage? Too much cleavage?
I'd say not enough.
Jason, that time you showed up. You know, I don't like to be kept waiting. Hold it. You sure you want to be seen with an old broad like me?
A minute younger and I'd have to rip your clothes off right here. Nice brows.
Oh. Hi, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but Nico...
Got the messages, can't return them, we're late for an engagement.
It's here. Hi, Mom.
Whoa. You're her mother?
What can I say? Rule number one, never buy your mistress and your wife the same Christmas present. I know how you must feel about me, Daniel, and I'm truly, truly sorry about Faye. I am. I did everything I could to keep you from getting hurt.
Mom, what about her feelings?
I was careless and stupid. And Faye wouldn't quit. She didn't want to be my mistress. She wanted to be a Mead.
That why you had her killed?
Is that what you think?
I don't know, Dad. Why don't you tell me?
Tell you what?
That I loved her. Because I did.
More than Mom.
I don't know.
More than all the others.
Sure.
Others?
Many, many others. Who do you think's making these mysterious phone calls?
Who do you think sent you this?
Are you trying to tell me it's one of your...
Ex-lovers, yeah. Out for revenge. Which one, I couldn't say. But I deserve it. I deserve much worse. Not for killing Faye. That I had nothing to do with. But for being a lousy husband. And an even lousier father. If I can't teach you by my example, learn from my mistakes. Stop screwing around. Settle down, for God's sake.
Hi.
Hi.
Sit down.
Sorry.
No, well, you were saying?
I just wanted to say thanks.
Thanks? Well, for giving you the most stressful lunch ever. At first I make you eat slimy sea monsters, and then I get you in major trouble, but...
It's okay. That wasn't your fault. Hey, how's that guy who ate all that honey?
Not great. That's why I have to make the beer run instead of him. Hey, we're having a party up on 25 with Human Resources, if you're free.
Oh, I'm not... Well, I'd love to go, Henry, but...
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I really want to give this thing with Walter and me a chance.
Is that the guy with the net?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not always like that. I'm not always like that. I should have never... I'm sorry.
Ah, no worries. Just lunch. Trick or treat. With Alice Noberti.
Hey, you out of here?
I guess. Human Resources and Accounting are having a party downstairs, so I thought I might stop by and drink all their booze. How about you? Halloween ball?
Nah, not in the mood. You have a good time, though.
Oh. Sorry. Hey, if you get tired of watching Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin alone, I could come over and keep you company. In costume. Or not.
I think I just need to be alone tonight.
Hey! We could just talk!
Probably not.
So I guess you two need to talk.
I don't need to talk. Maybe she needs to talk.
Okay. Whatever.
Licorice. Justin needs it.
So does his aunt. You got any raisins?
Other pocket.
I'm sorry I went to lunch.
The key was too fast.
Yeah, a little.
I pushed you. Damn it. Carpe diem, Virgo. Seize the day. Never trust the horoscope and the Daily News.
It's just that... Well, we just started dating again, you know?
I know. And if you don't want to even do that,
yeah, I do.
So you and, Sushi Man?
Just you.
Because sushi is exciting. I know. Even if it is crawling with parasites.
Sushi's good, yeah. But so is a nice slice of pizza.
Kid shows up. Last thing I need. You can do miracles to hide your own age, but be damned if you can hide theirs.
So you didn't take this Jason to the party?
No, I took him to the elevator. Told him to go back to his frat house and bob for apples.
What about Bradford and his son?
Well, Mark told me he saw Daniel coming out of Bradford's office. All seemed well. Whatever Bradford said to Daniel put him off his trail.
That's disappointing.
So what do we do now?
I think it's time for Faye Summers to come out of seclusion.
I smell fresh blood.
Dad, add more corn syrup. You're clotting.
You, going out with Walter?
Yeah, I just wanted to come home first and change.